chapter 6, verse 43. For a good tree bring not forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his fruit. For of thorns do men gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bring forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. How many of you are a good man? Do you believe you're a good man or a good woman because of Christ within you, the hope of glory? So how many of you are waiting for something good to happen? How many of you are waiting for something good to happen? And believing, well, it says a good man, where does he get that good thing? A good man, where does he receive his good from? Where does a good man get his goods? From the good treasure, where? Say, I've got treasure in earthen vessel. How many of you want to see good? And see God do something good. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And it says an evil man out of the evil treasure. I don't know what kind of treasure an evil treasure is. What kind of treasure is that? That means abundance, stored up. Treasure means stored up. Anything stored up. You know, different people treasure different things. Some people treasure junk. You think it's junk? I hate knickknacks. My mom loves knickknacks, and knickknacks are junk, but to her, they're treasure. You give her a teacup. I don't care where you got the teacup. You could find it under, behind a bush someplace, and she'll put it up, and to her, it's a treasure. And one man's trash is another man's treasure. Once you have abundance of, usually what's stored up is your treasure. And you're going to live off your treasure or die from your treasure. Bring forth. What you bring forth, what happens around you, what manifests around you is a result of the treasure of your heart. Do you know that? What's in my heart in abundance is what I'll be living in the future. It's because what's going to be coming out of your mouth sooner or later. What a person truly believes on the inside of them, what a person really meditates on, what they really think about, is what they're running their mouth about. They can talk Christianese for about 15, 20 minutes, or on Sunday they can talk Christianese, but get them in the middle of the night. Get them on an off day and find out what comes, whatever's coming out of their mouth in abundance is what they've got stored up in their heart and treasured within their heart. Well, you can tell what a person's believing by what's coming out of their mouth. Fear and faith. Well, listen, if there's nothing but fear coming out of a person's mouth, nothing but fear is coming out of that person has no hope. Hope within us will cause us to talk faith. It's impossible to have a hope and talk fear. Absolutely impossible to have a hope and talk fear. If you got a hope, guess what? You're going to have a faithful confession. But the Bible says a good man. What makes us good, Christ within us, brings forth. Looks like we get ready to graduate in here. Bring forth. How many are ready to see a manifestation? How many are ready to see manifestation? How many are ready to see manifestation? How many are ready to see a manifestation? Well, you got to do your part in order to get your manifestation. Do you know that? You got to do your part. First of all, what's on the inside of you? If you've been hearing the word and hearing the word and hearing the word, guess what you got on the inside of you? You got a storehouse of the word of God. And the word of God is seed. Well, listen, you're going to spew out some fruit if you got seed growing on the inside of you. The seed of the word of God planted in the fertile soil of your heart. The Bible says, break up that fallow ground of your heart and plant the word of God on the inside. Sometimes you're going to stay here, word. So many times your heart, many times your flesh and your own understanding wants to reject the word of God. Somebody telling you, no, you're going to do well. Certain people, you got to argue with them for about a couple years till they break up the fallow ground. Amen. Things are getting worse every day. No, they're not. What? No, they're not. Things are getting better. The word of God says, you got to cast every thought captive that the enemy, and every vain imagination that the enemy throws your way, you got to deal with that thing, and you got to constantly hear good words, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, you got to keep on hearing the word, keep on hearing the word, and sooner or later, guess what's going to happen? It's going to be planted on the inside of your heart. It's going to take root. Say, when the word of God takes root in my heart, fruit will happen. How many of you want to see some fruit? Well, listen, you can speak fruit. The fruit of our lips, giving him praise. The fruit of our lips. Wow. Well, see, you got the power, the creative power of God abiding on the inside of you. And you've got the word of God on the inside of you. And you need to release the ability of God. Does anybody want to know how to release the ability of God? Release the word of God from your mouth. When you release the word of God, you release the ability of God. Well, listen, a good man out of the good treasure. How many have been hearing good word? How many have been hearing good word? How many got a good treasure? You need to rejoice that you got a good treasure. Oh, he gave me a hope for the future. Thank God for a good treasure. It starts there. Listen, you can never receive treasure out there in the natural from the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about this abundant life. The abundant life is planted on the inside of our heart and spoken out of our mouth, and then it starts to manifest. But before you can start to receive that abundant life, you got to have a treasure of the Word of God within you. You got to cherish the Word of God. I cherish his Word more than silver and gold. His Word is my treasure. And when I speak his word, I sow the fruit. And things will start to happen. See, it's got to be natural to you. You know, it really, you can tell when you're fruitful when you don't, you got a positive confession, you don't even know it. I mean, when you can just listen to yourself, you don't have to, things just come out positive all the time. Things of faith come out. I mean, you just don't even think the same way that you used to think. Fruit's just pouring out. Let me tell you something. You keep listening to the word. You keep hearing God's word. Guess what? It's going to pour out of you. You keep hearing it. You'll get a good confession. Some people make me marvel. I mean, they must have got a big heart, because it takes a long time to get a good confession to come out of their mouth. But you know what? It usually does come. Yes. But a good man, out of the good treasure within his heart, bringeth forth. Who brings forth? Who brings forth? Who brings forth? Who's going to bring it forth? And who's the good man? You are, because of Jesus Christ. Say, uh-oh, now I'm getting to do my part. I'm going to have to start to declare. I'm going to have to start. And it's also like when we're praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, your spirit's praying within you. You don't know what you need to pray, but the Holy Ghost within you is praying. And then the fruit of your lips, the words coming out of your mouth, what's happened? Fruit. And the angels are jumping all over those prayers that you pray, jumping all over your confessions to perform those things. I'm going to take every word captive. Bring forth good things. All you got to do is open your mouth. You want to change your world, open your mouth. You want to open heaven, open your mouth. We said, hey, everybody remember that message? We taught heaven in our heart. Yeah. When you open your heart, stop letting the devil scare you and stop fighting the battle in your head. You're not going to win it in your head. Whatever you say that comes out of your mouth, guess what is what's going to really happen? Do you know that? You know, when the enemy's battling your mind, telling you you're going under, you say, no, I'm not, but don't just say it in your head. Don't just say it in your head. That's not going to do anything when you say it in your head. It's not really going to change anything on the outside. Listen, what's in your heart is nice. But it's not going to change your outside until you start to speak it on the outside. You got to put God. You know, many people are wondering, I got all this stuff on the inside of me. I'm hearing all this stuff. What's going on? But because the confession of your mouth, does the confession of your mouth match what's going on the inside of your heart? Take every word captive and start to confess the word of God. Start to talk about it. In these next 30 days, you start seeing what you're believing God to do. I mean, say it all the time. Say it all the time. If you're believing God to bring your miracle about it, you're believing God for breakthroughs, you're believing God for healing, then you need to start to confess. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bring it forth. Well, you need to bring forth your miracle, but make sure that it's a seed planting on. How many got fruit on the inside of you? How many heard a promise so much that you know it's God? I mean, you know it's God. You know it's God. Well, listen, you've got to speak forth the things you bring to birth. You birth things in the natural realm the way God did, by speaking it out. Speaking it out. Speaking it out. By allowing your mouth and your confession to go free. God wants you to get a real big mouth and start to repeatedly and over and over and over and over and over again start to say, don't repeat what you're hearing in your head. You're hearing the devil. Many people are like parrots, you know, or like little parrots. The devil plants a thought in their head, and before you know it, it's out of their mouth. Before you know it, I mean, he plants it in their head, then all of a sudden, it's just right out of their mouth. And you know what happens as soon as it comes? Listen, the devil can say it all he wants to, but he has no authority. Amen. He has no authority over your life. He can't do anything to you because of the blood of Jesus Christ until you start to say what he's saying. Never say what the devil says. Listen, what comes out of your mouth is what's coming at you. Don't you ever, 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 ever again confess the negative in anything you're battling. It's not going to help you. It's not going to make situations better. You better confess the word of God. God said he wanted us blessed. Well, we are blessed on the inside, but we're not going to be blessed on the outside until we open our mouth and start to speak it forth. Amen. Bring forth treasures. Oh, you're overflowing. Have you heard enough of it? A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. For of the abundance of the heart. What are you abundant of in your heart? Maybe you need to work on your heart before you start to work on your outward. Your world. Listen, God's given you the authority over your world again. He's given you your life back through Jesus Christ. He's given you your life back through Jesus Christ. And many people aren't controlling their spirit by the Holy Ghost. They're not controlling their spirit by the Holy Ghost. No. They don't guard their heart. They allow the devil, they allow themselves to store everything in their heart that they can. They grab a hold of every little thought that comes across their head and they meditate on it until they get it in abundance. What is the most negative confession you got? Think about it for just a second. Don't let it come out of your mouth, but write it down. Write it down. No, write it down right now. I mean, it's one thing to say, oh no, you've been talking it forever. And then all of a sudden we get in church, we're going to get religious on it and act like we don't have one. We're going to deal with that sucker. What thing is it that you always saying? You need to write, don't let it come out of your mouth, but you need to write it down. Because I tell you what, that is what's in your heart in abundance. And your world, listen, the battle's going on the inside of your heart. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers in high places. Where's the battle? And where's that high place? Where's the closest place to heaven you can get? So I'm ready to change my world by allowing the Holy Ghost to work within my spirit. Prosperity of soul. There's no way that a prosperous soul won't prosper. If you don't have a rich spirit, guess what? You're not going to be rich in the natural. What are you rich with? Many people are starving. They're walking around like Ethiopians in the spirit. They don't have no confession, no solid word. They're living on a bunch of religious tradition. They'll take every little earthly thing you can think of. They're going to take care of themselves well, but when it comes to the spirit, they're going to famish themselves. They don't eat half the time. They eat once a week. Come to church, eat once a week, and they siphon through the plate what comes on the plate. If they don't like what they're hearing, they don't eat that. They don't pick up the word of God every day. What do you look like in the spirit? What do you mean? You say, well, I look like a giant in the spirit. Well, how can you tell what you look like in the spirit? Get yourself a tape recorder and tape it to your back. Not doing Sunday morning service. Come on. You put a tape recorder down and you start writing. I dare you to type out every word that comes out of your mouth. And the words that you most often hear, guess what, is what you've got in abundance. But I'm ready to bring forth some good stuff. And God said, listen, I ain't going to let it, it's not going to come to you. It's not going to break through heaven until it breaks through your lips. How can I bring you abundance when you're always talking negative and cheap and you're always getting in fear and you refuse to open your mouth? You want me to open heaven and you won't open your mouth. It's the truth. You want me to open the good treasure of heaven and you won't even open your mouth to repeat the things or to say the things that you got in your spirit. You want to hold everything in your bank account, but you can't hold a scripture in your heart. I mean, you want to hold on to every rich thing and every good thing that God has in the natural, but you let a rich word of the Spirit come out in church or in a good Holy Ghost meeting, a promise from God, you'll leave the door to your heart open and you'll let every word slip out. You're not going to be able to keep treasures in the natural until you learn to keep treasures in the Spirit. Are you stewarding, say, a good steward of spiritual treasures? Yes. A good steward of spiritual treasures. Uh-oh. Are you spending? See, there are a lot of people, it's the same way in the spirit as in the natural. There are a lot of people that are hearing good things, and God's given them so much word and stuff like that, but the word does them no good because they never confess it. You can have all the money in the world, but you won't get your house until you go out and spend that money to buy the house, right? Well, there are a lot of people that are hearing a lot of good things in church, but the word doesn't do them any good because they never go and cash it in. I'm the healed of God. I'm healed of God, and I need healing. I need healing, and I keep hearing the pastor talk about healing, and every time the pastor talks about healing, you know what happens? You get a deposit within your spirit about healing. Every time pastor preaches about prosperity and riches, guess what happens? You get that deposit within your heart. Say, but deposits do you nothing. It's the same thing that we talked about when I said, listen, I can have all the money in the world, and I can go to the grocery store and load my cart up and go shopping. And I say, listen, let me take my groceries home. I got a bunch of money up under my mattress. They're not going to let me walk out of that store with those groceries, even though I've got the money to pay for it and it's under my mattress. It's the same thing with the promises of God. You can have all the words you want to have inside your heart about it, all the word in your head, all the scriptural knowledge for it, all the promises in your heart. All it's been deposited. You can hear Kenneth Copeland 24 hours a day. You can hear Benny Hinn, and it does you no good until you change the confession of your lips and start to pay for it with confession.
That's right.
What? You want to take your stuff home? Well, you've got to open up your mouth and start to use. Start to make a withdrawal on the engrafted word within you. Start to use the word. You can afford it. You can afford a healing. You've heard enough healing scriptures. You can afford some money. Yes, you can. You can afford a house, a car. Why aren't you getting a house, a car? Because you won't spend it. How do you spend it? You open your mouth and start confessing. And the more you confess, the more you need to hear. Well, how do we do? We can do the same thing with this ministry. Hear every promise about this ministry and never say anything about it. God wants the church to grow. God wants the church to grow. Well, that's nice. That's not really a good confession right there. God wants the church to grow. God wants every man to get saved, but every man's not saved. That's not a positive. That's a nice thing, and that's the truth. But that kind of confession is not going to do you any good. But we can say this, the church is growing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm more than an overcomer in Jesus' name. When we start to speak the truth, then the truth starts to manifest around us. Bring forth treasure from his heart. Do you have an abundance on the inside of you? Well, stop being cheap. Get a big mouth. Make a withdrawal on the Word of God that you put on the inside of you. Do some damage. You know what? God will give you more. People are afraid to stretch their faith. They're afraid to confess things. No, you can open your mouth. God's got more than enough. More than enough. And people wonder why their life's not changing, because they're spending so much time with their mouth closed. As long as your mouth is closed, listen, this is the truth. As long as your mouth is closed, heaven is closed. Amen. Somebody say, open heaven.
Open heaven.
A good man, out of the good treasure, out of the abundance of his heart, bringeth forth good things. I will declare his statutes and his covenant and his promises. Everybody's saying, God's going to do some great things about me. Now listen, I can talk all I want to, but listen, what I confess over you ain't going to do no good until you plant it in your heart and speak it out of your mouth. I can say you are overcome and you're healed all I want to, but that's not going to change one thing. That's not going to change one thing for you. Guess what it's going to do? What you got to do is you got to grab a hold of the word that I speak, but it's not going to make a big difference for you until you get it inside your heart in abundance and start to speak it out of your mouth. What did you hear? Are you starting to repeat the things you hear? Are you starting to say it? You need to open your mouth and start to declare those things. I'm getting excited about what God is doing. I'm getting excited that somebody's going to open, that you people are going to stop being cheap with your confession. You're going to stop being cheap with your confession. I want you to confess big. Confess the word of God. Confess it, you shall possess it. Confess it, you will possess it. Confess it. You're not going to be able to possess it until you start to confess it. You're not going to be able to grab it until you blab it. Say, I can't grab it until I blab it. I cannot possess it until I confess it. Jesus already confessed it. He already said it. He's already said everything he had to say. But he just wants to hear it again. You must resound his word. And when you start to confess the same thing he's confessing, that's called agreement. What? How do you agree with God? You say the same thing he's saying. And then when you get that agreement going, when you start to confess the same thing God's saying, guess what? God, things start to happen to you. Many people aren't receiving the promises that are in Scripture because they refuse to quote Scripture. They refuse to say Scripture about themselves. Say, I'm more than an overcomer. I'm a reigning one through Christ Jesus. Greater is he in me than he that's in the world. Everybody get your checkbook out. I'm talking about your mouth, your tongue. You know, Jesus said, listen, he's given you his name, and his name is his authority. Then we open our mouth is like Jesus opened his mouth. And I don't want you to be cheap. I will not be cheap any longer in my confession. So I'm going to change it right now in Jesus' name. Now listen, you're able to reap what you sow. Reap what you sow. What do you mean? See, many people wonder why junk's getting back to them because they're reaping a lot of things they're sowing out of their mouth. I mean, you start talking negative, everybody's going to be around you. It's going to be negative. I mean, if all you got is a negative confession, you know who's going to want to be around you? Negative people. And you'll start to reap back what comes out of your mouth. Everybody that hangs around you are the people who are going to be able to say the same thing you're saying. So you're going to get back what you put out of your mouth. You're going to find out that God is going to multiply your seed. How does he multiply the seed of your confession? When you start to say good things and when you start to say great things, God will supernaturally cause those to come around you with another confession to match your confession. They'll put it right back in your heart. How many of you notice that if you got a negative confession, you can find 1,000 people to agree with you? There are so many people I know that just love running to the doctor. I mean, they let one little thing happen. The first thing they do, they're going to break down the doctor's door because they just got to have that witness. And everything's okay. As long as they can get the doctor to confess it with them, everything's okay. I got a back pain. I better run on in and get me a confession. I think it's this doctor. What do you think? He said, well, I can get my faith with your faith. We'll go on and believe for it. We're going to believe for it. When I'm afraid this is going to happen, well, you know, when you say I'm afraid this is going to happen, you know what you're saying? I got the faith for this. Because faith is the exact same thing as fear. But it's perverted. Fear is perverted faith. Whatever you're afraid of, now we dealt with fear, whatever you're afraid of and so concerned about is what you're begging the devil to give you. I'm over here. I'm over here. Get rid of it and get yourself a strong confession and start to believe and start to, and start to grab a hold of the promises of God. And you can have them immediately. What do you have in your heart in abundance? What do you have in your heart in abundance? What have you been speaking? What have you been hearing in your heart? What is God going to do for you? See, many people aren't afraid. Don't be afraid. What is God about to do? Say it. Say that debt is canceled. Say it ain't what? Why? Why did God pay for it? He's good. She said that debt is canceled in Jesus' name because God is good. Let me tell you what a good confession is. I'm not allowed to have debt because my daddy said so. I have no debt in Jesus' name because of the creature that I am. Debt cannot stick to me. It's wrong for me to have debt. God is concerned when I'm in debt. Say, I'm debt free in Jesus' name. Say, I got a problem with debt in Jesus' name. Say, the angels that walk with me are working on that debt. Say, I am liberated from the spirit of debt. I'm coming completely out in Jesus' name. I'm not a borrower. Say it again. I'm not a borrower. I'm a lender. I'm a giver. In Jesus' name. Right now, this is what I am. Watch it manifest. See, you can start to confess. You can be in debt and still say, I am not a borrower. What? Then you start to, some things start to happen around you. That way, when stuff comes up against you, when you get the opportunity, the devil tries, you know, he is always looking to get you in on something you don't need to get in on. But if you got a good confession, if you start to confess what God said, I will lend to many nations and I will not borrow. Amen. That devil coming to you and say, listen, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm not a borrower. I'm a lender. I'm not a borrower. I don't care what I've done in the past. It doesn't matter what I did in the past. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Didn't matter what I've done. It matters what I am. Jesse, stand up. Give me a confession. Are we learning anything about confession? Can anybody see the power of confession over debt? Can you understand what I'm saying? The power of a confession over debt. You're never going to come out of debt until you start to confess it. Well, start to confess it first. I don't care if you feel like you're lying about it. Start to confess it. You're not going to be able to possess it until you confess it. I don't care whether it seems impossible. What is that again? Say it again. Why are you a big giver? Why are you rich?
Because I have too much.
Yeah, hallelujah. Why do you have too much?
God blessed me.
Why did God bless you?
Because the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and he loves you.
The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and he loves you.
And I hearken unto his word.
And you hearken unto his word.
And I obey his commandments.
Praise God. Say it again. What are you?
I'm a big giver.
Say it again.
I'm a big giver.
Say it again.
I'm a big giver.
Do you really believe that? Say it to yourself every day. Say it to yourself every day. Say it to yourself every day. Start to pay for it. See, listen, your confession is your confession. See, God's already given you the resources to get what you want.
Amen.
I know because I've been listening to the same stuff you've been listening to. You got enough to pay for it.
Amen.
It's already in you. But it's not going to happen until you open up your mouth. That spiritual checkbook and charge it up. Speak it. Stand up, brother. We're learning. Give me a confession. You're blessed.
You're blessed. Yes.
Yes. You're blessed. What is blessed?
Blessed is blessed.
Blessed is blessed. Blessed is blessed. Blessed is blessed. Watch it. You better watch out. 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 You better watch it. See, God says, listen. Listen. If I'm going to speak over their life, whose lips do you think I'm going to use? If God is going to speak to your situation, the mouth that's got the biggest clout in your world is your lips. Amen. And God chooses to use your lips to bring about your miracle. He's trying to get your mouth to agree. Denise, give me a good confession. Hallelujah.
I live in peace and joy every day.
You live in peace and joy every day. Hallelujah. What is that? You live in peace and joy every day. How does that happen?
Because I know that God has prepared my way.
Peace and joy every day. Say, I have an abundance of peace and abundance of joy. More than the ordinary, extraordinary joy, extraordinary peace. I major in it. In Jesus' name. I'm peaceful. I'm peaceful, Denise. Say, I have the peace. I have the peace of God. Peace, Denise. Peace, Denise. Say it again. Peace, Denise. I dare you to look in the mirror when you get up in the morning and tell yourself, peace, Denise. And you have no, you know what peace is. Shalom. Peace doesn't necessarily mean let the devil beat you up and be happy about it.
Amen.
See, my peace is not as the world gives. Peace doesn't mean submit to the devil, you know, and just deal with it. Oh, hallelujah, I'm joyous. I got the peace of God. No, you got the devil's foot up your rear end. Amen. It's the truth.
Amen.
The peace of God means shalom. Nothing missing and nothing broken. Peace. Give me a confession. Say, God has brought me into a wealthy place. Say it again. Has brought me into a wealthy place. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. If you own it, you can change it. You're not going to own it until you say you do. Let me tell you one. You're not going to be able to buy land with just one confession. You're not going to be able to buy a lamb with one confession. You're not going to be able to just get peace with just one confession. You pay up. It's going to cost a little bit more than that. It's going to cost a constant confession. 1 minute we're paying, you know, we let one word out. We give God a dollar and say, I'm confessing peace and prosperity. And then all day long we're paying the devil. Now here's for that calamity that's coming. Let me give you calamity money. You know, paying the devil on the other side. With one, you know, one side's paying the devil with confession and another side's speaking over the good stuff. Ooh, say, I have the mind of Christ. Say it again. I have the mind of Christ. The Holy Ghost directs my path. And every path of God leads to the promised land. I'm on my way to greater things. I'm more than an overcomer. In Jesus' name. I have the mind of Christ. Confess this. Say, anything I want,
I
ask my God,
and
he gives it to me. Say it again. Anything,
anything
I want,
I
ask my God,
and
he gives it to me. I'm a faith woman. Say it again. Always say it. Confessing the word works. See, when you can believe it, that means that it's in the bank. That means anybody ever had the money for something in the bank, but they just didn't go to get what they needed?
Yes.
I got the money for this house, but I just can't find the house I want. The money for it's in the bank. Well, listen. Say,
this week
I'm going to withdraw from the treasure within my heart. I think that's some good ones. I'm the head and not the tail. I was healed by the stripes of Jesus, and the wealth of the wicked is coming my way.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, the wealth of the wicked is in my hands.
Amen.
We should start to confess confession.
Amen.
We should start to confess confession. Isn't that crazy? Get it taken care of. I confess I got a good confession in Jesus' name.
Yes, I have a good confession.
In Jesus' name. Let's grab that by faith right now. Say, Father God,
Father
in the name of Jesus, I
thank you
for the right confession in Jesus' name. I thank you that no longer will I speak words of doubt, words of fear, words of sickness, words of lack, words of impotence instead of your power. I speak the word of life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have a good confession in Jesus' name. I open my mouth and release the good word of God. And as I release this word, angels are hearkening unto your word and bringing my miracle to pass in Jesus' name. Suddenly, my words are changed. Suddenly, I'm living in my miracle in Jesus' name. Father God, I claim and I declare right now in the name of Jesus that everyone that sits under the word of God spoken out of this house is prospered and is in health, even as their soul prospers. Father God, I pray for an acceleration of soulical prosperity in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for complete deliverance in Jesus' name. And I pray that everyone in the name of Jesus, and I confess it, that they're coming out of their holes, Father God. That they're coming out of their ruts in Jesus' name. That they're coming into their abundance in Jesus' name. That they're coming into their authority in the name of Jesus. And they're going to receive their miracle from you in Jesus' name. Father God, I declare that their mouths are loose to declare the good things of God. God, in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.